View. The not-so-happy part to talk about is the news of the week, which is the looming predictions around the fuel price increases next month. It's really catastrophic was the term the AA used, and you can't disagree.
Yeah, we're looking at close to a rand, aren't we, increase potentially. So how the AA forecasting works is they're actually not involved in the pricing of fuel, which I think sometimes is a misconception in the market because they're so active around the fuel price in the media. But it's up to the Department of Mineral Resources. And what the AA does do, however, is looks at all the factors that plug into the petrol price, and then they do a mid-month prediction and then an end-of-month prediction before the announcement from the department. So their prediction at the moment, given how everything is moving and given the sort of forecasting around the price of Brent crude, is that the AA is saying we might be at 20 rand a litre before the end of the year. And that is enough to make South Africans a bit miserable, I think. My mind immediately goes to, well, electricity is still a lot cheaper than petrol. Hopefully EVs get cheap soon. And funnily enough, we've reviewed it on the show before, Pippa, but I'm actually sitting in the Toyota Corolla Hybrid.
Yeah, as we speak, okay.
Yeah, as I speak to you. And this car is, I've been driving it for a month now. I'm averaging 5 liters to the 100, which if you translate that the other way around, that means for every liter of petrol, you're doing 20 kilometers. And I do think that there is a big case to be made for A, downsizing your vehicle potentially, but also B, looking for a more efficient vehicle. The hybrid tech is getting better all the time and it's getting cheaper as well, which is great. But of course, if you downgrade to a small diesel as well, you'll get the benefits from fuel efficiency as well.
Okay, thanks for the heads up there. 99 cents per litre is the prediction for petrol. 1.42 rand per litre increase for diesel and paraffin is what the AA thinks we should be expecting. And possibly brace yourself for petrol going over 20 rand a litre by the end of the year is what they're telling us. And of course, everything else, knock-on price increases follow from that. Okay, on that depressing note, let's move on to some listener questions.